New York State Education Department refuses to eliminate DEI practices. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 6, 2025. The New York State Education Department, NYSD, has refused to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, practices, going against orders from the Trump administration. In a letter issued Friday, Daniel Morton Bentley, who serves as the counsel and deputy commission for the NYSD, argued that while they understand the Trump administration is seeking to censor anything it deems DEI, there are no federal or state laws prohibiting the principles of DEI. The letter comes as the Department of Education under the Trump administration issued a notice giving K-12 schools 10 days to sign and return a certification that they are following federal civil rights laws and ending DEI practices, according to the Associated Press. Watch, NY Governor Kathy Hochul claims young black kids don't even know what the word computer is. The New York State Education Department, NYSD, has certified, on multiple occasions, that it does and will comply with Title V of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and its implementing regulations, the letter said. It did so recently in connection with its Every Student Succeeds Act plan, which the United States Department of Education, USDO, approved on January 8, 2025. The certification remains in effect, as do other certifications and assurances regarding Title V previously provided to USDO. The letter continued. Beyond that, NYSD is unaware of any authority that USDO has to demand that a state education agency, SEA, agree to its interpretation of a judicial decision or change the terms and conditions of NYSD's award without formal administrative process. We understand that the current administration seeks to censor anything it deems diversity, equity and inclusion, DEI. But there are no federal or state laws prohibiting the principles of DEI, and USDO has yet to define what practices it believes violate Title V. Your request for certification merely adverts to certain and illegal DEI practices. The requested certification attempts to condition NYSD's continued funding on USDO's interpretation of the law, an interpretation that, as USDO admits, lacks the force and effect of law. USDO cannot make improvisatory changes to legal assurances and impose new requirements on recipients without adhering to rulemaking procedures. See 20 U.S.C. Section 1232. Per the Washington Post, while the federal government provides about 10% of K-12 funding nationally, New York schools are mostly funded by local tax revenue and state funds. The federal government provides about 10% of K-12 funding national. In New York, schools are mostly funded by local tax revenue and state funds, but the federal government contributes even less assistance. For example, in the 2024 to 2025 school year, about 5% of New York City Public Schools' $40 billion budget came from federal funds. Breitbart News's Catherine Hamilton previously reported that, in February, the Department of Education launched a portal called the NDEI Portal to allow students, teachers, and parents to submit reports of sex and race-based discrimination in public K-12 schools. In January, President Donald Trump signed an executive order directing DEI programs to be eliminated from the federal workforce.